All right, folks, welcome back to the Roland Martin Show. Joining us on the phone line is Bibb Hubbard, founder of Learning Heroes. Learning Heroes, an educational organization that is all about empowering communities, teachers, and students in order to change what is happening with education in our society. Folks, what we're talking about right now is the partnerships that exist between students, parents, and teachers. That's what's important right now, because we cannot change what is happening with education unless that partnership continues. And so what this is all about, folks, is offering all of you some solutions that could actually improve your children and their education. How about now? Bibb, are you there?
I'm back on, yes.
Okay, first of all, for everybody listening, explain to them exactly what Learning Heroes exactly is.
Yes, well, you know, parents have been underserved and overlooked in education, and they really see themselves as the most important person in their child's academic success. So here at Learning Heroes, we work to equip parents with the information, resources, and opportunities to help their children succeed in school. So to reach parents, we partner with organizations including the National Urban League, UNCF, Univision, National PTA, and Scholastic. And we curate and create accessible content for parents and connect them to the resources and tools to help their children.
We talk about that kind of content. Explain that. What types of content?
Yeah, so we have really, there are two main objectives for us. And, you know, based on this research that we're hoping to share with you in a moment, we really aim to help parents have an accurate picture of their child's academic progress. Many parents don't really know. They don't have a true understanding of where their child is academically. So our goal is to help them, give them the tools so that they can better understand where their child is and how to help support them. And then importantly, we know that parents want their child to go to college. Most parents, and especially African-American parents, 83% of African-American parents want their child to get a 2- or 4-year degree. And so we also want to help parents understand what it takes for their child to be prepared to go to be successful in college. So our content is really around helping, you know, their child succeed in the classroom.
When you talk about connecting parents, teachers, and students, one of the things that immediately jumps out at me is how we are not effectively utilizing technology. Between text message, between FaceTime, between Google Hangouts and chats, you know, the old way of, you know, hoping the parent is able to come to the school on parent-teacher day and all of those things. I mean, so there's a different way for us to be able to communicate and stay in contact with teachers and parents.
Yes, and now there are actually some innovations in education finally. So there are texting platforms. Remind is a great example of a technology tool that teachers use to text parents, you know, homework assignments, upcoming quizzes, tests. They can actually test video to parents and to students. So it really helps build that relationship in an ongoing way. There are many tools, dashboards, data dashboards, where parents can see in real time the grades that their children are getting if they're absent and not showing up at school. So I think there's slowly education is starting to catch up and better utilizing technology to help parents especially stay connected to what's happening in their child's classroom.
So the study that you guys did is called Parents 2016, Hearts and Minds of Parents in an Uncertain World. And what's really stunning is when it says that only 18% of African-American fourth graders are reading at or above grade level proficiency and 19% in math.
That is correct. And what we found in our research is that yet 90% of parents, including African-American parents and including parents across income levels and education levels, believe that their child is at or above proficiency at or above grade level.
Okay, okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't go fast there. So let me, wait a minute. So you're saying that 90% of parents think their child is at grade level, but the fact of the matter is only 18% are actually at grade level.
So for African-American families, yes. So 90% of African-American families believe that their child is at or above grade level in both reading and math, yet we see our, you know, African-American fourth graders reading, only 18% are at or above proficiency according to national data in reading, and only 19% in math. And in fact, the data gets worse as these children get older. So in eighth grade, reading goes down to 16% at or above proficiency. Only 13% of our African-American students can do math at or above proficiency in eighth grade. And then the data gets worse. In math, as a 12th grader, African-American 12th graders, only 7%, seven, are proficient or above in math when they are graduating high school. So the data is unconscionable and unacceptable. And we believe at Learning Heroes, we have to give parents the information and the tools to better support their children so that they can graduate high school prepared to get a 2 or 4 year degree or to pursue, you know, whatever their passion or interests are. But we are just not serving these children well. And so we believe that parents have an important role to play. They own that responsibility. Parents believe that they, you know, are the most responsible person in their child's academic success, even, you know, much more so than teachers. So our job is to make sure parents understand where their children really are, and then help them, give them the tools to help get, make sure they are on track and what it really looks like to be prepared for success in college.
Wow. First of all, folks, we're talking with Bib Hubbard. She is the founder of Learning Heroes. First of all, guys, you can follow them on Twitter. You can follow them on Twitter, Be a Learning Hero. We're talking about this particular study. We're talking about the tools that they have available for parents as well as for students. And one of the things, Bib, that bothers me is we literally go through this and we like, here's the problem, here's the problem, here's the problem, here's the problem. You know, but I'm always about, okay, getting to the solution for the problem. So let's just walk through some very basic, fundamental things that allows us to deal with solutions. And so give me one that immediately jumps out to you.
Yeah, I think an easy one is, you know, we saw in our research that parents are super engaged. They are absolutely on top of their children's homework. They're looking at report cards. This is not about parents not being engaged. And one of the places that they get most of their information is from their teachers. So what we would recommend is parents, you know, build those relationships with teachers, and in those parent-teacher conferences, either online, if that's how you can communicate, or in person, you know, make sure that you're your child's expert. So share with your teacher who your child is at home so they see a whole picture of your child so that they can better support their needs in the classroom. Also, tell your teacher what your academic goals are, right?
Hold tight, 1 second. I got to go to a break.
Okay.
I want to come right back to that as soon as we come from this break, okay? So hold tight 1 second. Folks, solutions. We're trying to get our kids better in the classroom. You better be listening and paying attention. This is their pathway to better life. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Roland Martin Show. Glad to have you here. I am talking right now with Bib Hubbard. Bib is the founder of Learning Heroes, and they did a study called Charting the Route Partnerships. The study is Parents 2016, Hearts and Minds of Parents in an Uncertain World. And when we were going to the break, we were talking with Bib about solutions. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. I mean, we can sit here and recite numbers and recite this this number and that number. But at some point, we have to turn those numbers around. And Bib, before we went to the break, you said that parents and teachers really need to be aligned on what the educational goals are for that child.
That's right, Roland. A lot of parents aren't asked this question or don't often think about it because they make the assumption that the teacher, you know, has the same understanding. But it's important for parents to let teachers know what the academic goals are for their children in that year, but also aspirationally to make sure that that teacher knows that their child needs to be performing mastery and taking certain courses in order to prepare them for success in college. So that's an important part of that parent-teacher conference or collaboration or emails, however you're communicating. It's also important to ask the very direct question, is my child reading at grade level? You know, a lot of times you go to the teacher conferences and they're really short and you feel pressure, but you have to ask those very direct questions. You know, where is my child? Is she or he at or above grade level? And oftentimes, surprisingly, that question just doesn't get asked or answered. So those are some of the ways, you know, from a parent-teacher perspective, you can really strengthen that relationship and make sure parents know exactly where their child is. And then another measure that's often overlooked but really important is the state standardized test. An individual score report comes home in the summertime. Parents should give that a look. It is not, you know, the only measure of your child, but it is an important one.
Say it again.
And you can look at
it. Say it again. What comes in the summer?
So every year, children take an annual test at the end of the year that measures what they've learned throughout their time in class. And in the summertime, the test results come home to parents. And that's just a great other measure, another way to see if your child has learned what they needed to learn throughout the past year. So oftentimes, you know, if your kid's getting B's and C's, but yet they have this one, you know, end of year test results that tells maybe a different picture. Taking those results with your grades to your next year's teacher to say, hey, what's happening here? Where is my child really, and how can I really, you know, better help support my child with this specific, learning goal or a place where they need a little more help. So that's just another tool that parents have that they can use to really gain an accurate picture of where their child is academically and then work with their teachers and their schools to make sure they're getting the support that they need. Now, there are other resources, too. We have a website, bealearninghero.org, and we just released the Readiness Roadmap, which is chock full of great resources and tools for parents to help them dig into this. So another great example is, you know, you should know what your child is expected to learn. So you can go to the Readiness Roadmap and see what your child's learning goals are for their grade. Or there are milestone videos produced by Great Kids where you can, if you don't know what it looks like for a third grader to be reading aloud, you can go and watch a 30-second video about, and you can see how your child should be reading aloud. So you can actually see what it looks like to make sure your child is on track. So there are lots of great tools like that that help parents understand better where their child really is and then ways to help support them in the areas that they might need.
Now, one of the things that you just said that I think is really, really important, and that is when you talk about reading. And it was interesting to me when my nieces are in the car with me when we're traveling, and when they're reading, I don't allow them to read quietly. Because not only do I want to hear them read out aloud, I want them to project. I want them to enunciate, but I want them to also know what a word means. And so by making them read out aloud, I'm in essence doing that. I'm getting an understanding of, oh, she's struggling. She's mumbling when she's talking, and it really does help me assess them to know where they are.
No, that's a great trick and tool. I mean, that's a beautiful way to stay connected to how your nieces or your child or any child in your life is progressing. And then you can ask them questions. You can probe with them. You can, you know, find out what they love about it. Which characters do they like? Which characters don't they like? It's just, that's a great way to really engage with children.
First, can I ask you this question? How did you get involved in this?
So I have my background, and I'm very passionate and mission-oriented. I'm a public servant at heart and have worked in education.
So you've worked in education. So were you in the classroom? Were you a teacher? Were you an administrator?
Actually, more on the support side. So I worked at Scholastic for many years, and then have also done some education policy at the state and the federal level. So really thinking about what are the right policies that we can have in place to help support our children, all children learn. And then as well, seeing through Scholastic the important role that parents play in helping their children succeed really inspired me to do this.
So I got to ask you this here. So what happens, though, when the parent says, I don't even know what you're talking about? I don't know what questions to ask the teacher. I don't. These things you're saying I should assess, I have no idea. I'm just trying to make it by.
And many parents are in that same place. And so that's why if you go to the Readiness Roadmap, we have great resources where there's an actual checklist, actual questions where you can print it out and take it with you to your parent-teacher conference. You don't have to remember this. You don't have to make it up. There's some actual things that you can just ask your teacher, a guide, to walk through that parent-teacher conference to make sure that you get all the information that you need about how your child is doing. So we try and make it as easy as possible because we know parents are so busy. It's hard to take time and figure all of this out.
So when we talk about this readiness roadmap, walk us through the readiness roadmap. And when we're saying readiness, are we saying readiness to middle school, to high school, or to college?
So it's really focused on grades K to 8. So it's primarily for getting students ready for high school ultimately. And we also have many tools for bullying, social emotional health. You know, we heard through our research what keeps parents up at night. And it really is about keeping their children safe and keeping them healthy and keeping them on track. So we have lots of tools to help support families as they're trying to make sure that their child, you know, is emotionally and developmentally on track as well as academically on track. And then the other big thing we heard from parents, they're really worried about paying for college. That's a big concern. So we have some great tools and resources for how parents can start to think about saving for college and what that means. So really encourage people to dig into the Readiness Roadmap, and it's all there for parents in a really easily accessible fashion.
So, folks, I'm looking at bealearninghero.org right now. It's bealearninghero.org. And on here it says to choose a grade, and as you say, it's kindergarten through 8. Then it has three areas: expectations for learning, grade by grade guide, see it on video. And then as we go through it, it says identify strengths, take a growth approach. Okay, so explain what is a growth approach?
That's a great question. So many people are starting to talk about a growth mindset for children, which means that, you know, when they struggle or when they fail or can't do something right away easily, they still persist. They push through. They really work hard to get it done. And this kind of mindset really helps children exceed and excel. And so we're working, and there are many schools that are working to help encourage and build this growth mindset for students. But there's a lot that you can do at home as a parent. So rewarding your child for effort and hard work and persistence is really important, more than, wow, look how smart you are. It's really about making sure you know, children know that their effort really matters. So that, so the mindset kit is really a way to help parents understand some of the language and modeling that they can use to help build a growth mindset with their children in really easy, fun ways.
Okay. So, folks, again, the website is bealearninghero.org. Bealearninghero.org. I want all of you to go to it and look at the readiness roadmap. Bea, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. We're going to be chatting with Be a Learning Hero, chatting with you guys every week for the next 4 weeks. Thanks a bunch, and let's get our kids educated.
Thank you so much, Roland. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.